This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The novelty of being back in person is starting to wear off at some schools. Teachers are tasked with catching kids up to academic standards that fell behind during the pandemic, but adjusting to school habits has been hard. It's creating daily disruptions in the classroom. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Classroom pranks and a few squabbles between students is par for the course when it comes to school. But this fall, after a year when many students stayed home, those classroom antics are more serious and frequent, including some prompted by social media challenges.
Very early on in the year, we had notifications from the school administration about TikTok and devious licks, and they had been made aware of it, and then there had been a few incidents.
After a year of being mostly remote, Angie Gatsiak's kids were excited to be back fully in person. But parents at the Chicago Elementary School were soon notified that kids were vandalizing the bathrooms. She says kids were stealing from the teacher and other students, including her fifth grade daughter.
For my oldest, I mean, she still sees things in black and white, you know, like there's good choices and there's bad choices. She was so sort of shocked.
Parents and teachers say they're seeing more kids acting out at school. In younger classrooms, kids are more physical with their classmates. Older students sometimes pulled pranks they found on the internet before the pandemic. But more students seem to be jumping on the bandwagon. In Glenview, one of those social media challenges had a middle school boy throwing a chair out of a window. That chair hit a girl in the head, seriously injuring her. A first grade teacher in the U46 school district out in Elgin says a lot of schools are focusing on recovering learning loss, but she doesn't think enough attention is being paid to help kids regulate their emotions.
It really does boil down to the behavior piece and the emotional social readiness that our kids have right now, which is quite honestly about 2 years behind what we typically see.
The teacher didn't want to use her name for fear of retaliation from her district. She says simple accidents like one child bumping into another quickly escalates, and she has to stop lessons to calm everyone down. Kids are fighting over little things like taking turns. She says teachers were expecting some regression, but the degree of how long it's taking to get back to basics has been a shock.
We have all these things that we have to do to, you know, make up for that learning loss and all of these new things put on teachers. But again, none of it is addressing that really big issue, which is they are so behind socially and emotionally, I can't even begin to address the academics.
She says some parents are expecting teachers to right the ship, but the school is not providing enough support. Andrea Goss is with the Erickson Institute, an early childhood education graduate program. She says there's been real trauma and anxiety over the past year and a half.
If the teachers aren't okay, then the students are not okay. If the students are not okay, the administrators are not okay. It's a parallel process.
She says, of course, student safety is a priority and kids need to be separated if there's a fight. But she says there needs to be an understanding of where all of this is coming from. Parents may be unaware that kids are soaking up mom and dad's anxiety.
We've had to deal with that for over a year, right? The ups and downs of the pandemic, the transitions, the uncertainty, the fear. And so, rightfully so, kids are going to carry that with them because it's what they've been experiencing for so long.
She says parents and schools need to work together to bring that self-regulation back in line. This is where federal COVID relief dollars can be put to good use for more mental health services. At Crete Moni High School in the south suburbs, the district spent federal funds to hire more counselors. The district has seen a rise in behavioral issues compared to pre-pandemic times. Sarah Gruber is a student advocate counselor who came on before the pandemic. She says more kids are coming to visit her.
We're seeing students not really know how to be around other people and a lot of anxiety of being around other people.
The school is pushing restorative justice and trying to reduce suspensions. They've also enlisted therapy dogs, which has been a big hit for students.
There's no playbook. Like, nobody gave us any rules for how this was going to happen or when it's going to end.
She says there's no one single solution. It's a matter of schools and parents banding together to help recover what was lost during the pandemic. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.